This is Ed Chat Maine, the podcast. Hosted by the Ed Chat Maine design team, Billy Cochran, Matt Drouet Card, Jen Michaelis, John Pratt, Becca Redman, Dan Ryder, Andy Wallace, and Jonathan Werner. Find Ed Chat Maine online at hashtag EdChatME or on our website, edchatme.weebly.com.
It is April 29th, 2016, and welcome to the Ed Chat Maine podcast. I'm Matt Drouet Card, your host for today. Just going to be me again. And we are getting ready to go into our second week of the guiding principles. Our discussion about the guiding principles in Maine. For those of you who don't know what they are, you're from away, you're in good company because I'm from away. I'm not originally from Maine, I'm from Connecticut. But the guiding principles are these overarching beliefs, ideas, and ways in which we think that our students should be beyond just academic knowledge, like communicating clearly and effectively, or being a clear and effective communicator. That's what Ed Chat Maine tackled last week, last Monday. And you can find that discussion up on our website, edchatme.weebly.com. Demonstrating the habits of being a self-directed lifelong learner, or applying creative practical approaches to solving problems, engaging in responsible involved citizenship. So they're not just the history, science, biology, algebra kind of pathway for students. It's really how we want our students, our people, our humans, our citizens to be. And what we think it takes to in order to be effective citizens and be successful beyond high school. So this week, as we start off in May, on Monday night, May 2nd, 2016, we're going to be talking about how our students can be integrated and informed thinkers. This is a hard one because how do you measure thinking? It's one of those things that in the original design of the guiding principles, they never really thought about measuring these things. They're just more general principles and ideas to strive for. But in our legislation and in the way things have turned around in our state, it has changed to now be important to, we have to measure them. Our students have to demonstrate, be proficient in the guiding principles, not just have them kind of, well, be there. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what it means to be an integrated and informed thinker. According to the stuff on the Guiding Principles websites and whatnot, being an integrated and informed thinker means the student will be skilled at using complex reasoning processes to make meaning. Well, I'm going to say that again because that's kind of heavy language. Be skilled at using complex reasoning skills to make meaning. Now, here's the thing. That's, like I said, really heavy language that is applied at the, generally being at the high school level. But this is also stuff that can be applied at any grade level. Kindergarten, fifth grade, ninth grade, it doesn't matter. Because what it's really asking our students to do is to make meaning and to have a process in order to make meaning out of other words, to make inferences, to make implications, to make assumptions and interpretations, to make predictions. This is what it's asking us to do, what we're asking our students to do, excuse me. So what we've gone and done in my district up here at AOS 94 is we've created a scale that kind of gives some guidance about how to do this. So for example, in order to be an integrative and informed thinker, a student can gain and apply knowledge across disciplines and learning context and apply them to real life situations, both with and without technology. So it's basically saying integrating and bringing together the disciplines, not just siloing them out to English language arts and to math and saying you get an English language arts grade and you're able to recognize that All Quiet on the Western Front is a very important piece of literature, but then have really no idea that it has anything to do with World War One, and the horrors that was basically trench warfare. Gaining and applying knowledge across disciplines and learning contexts and applying them to real life situations, both with and without technology, because there'll be times where they have to make meaning with their phones or without their phones. So also another part, they can evaluate and synthesize information from multiple sources. This is really important because in the age of information where we are, our students need to be able to determine whether or not it's good information, whether or not the information they're getting is true or factual, or if there might be something not right there. They need to be able to, to what extent can they do that? And we can be asking that of kindergarten students. I have a 3-year-old, and I ask her all the time, you know, can you figure out, how do you know that this is red? And I'll point to different colors, and she's looking at different sources. Well, where other things are red? And she'll go and find other things that are red. She's now integrating red, the color, the concept of red, into various places in various ways. So it can be done. It's just a matter of changing the level of the depth of content and the difficulty of content. Another part of a way that a student might be an integrated and informed thinker is to reason abstractly and quantitatively. Now, behaviorally and developmentally, students don't really start to reason abstractly until they are much older. So at the younger ages, they can reason quantitatively. They can very, very fact-based, very concretely. They can make some reasons. You know, if A then B, A, well, B. It's simple logic there. The final part that we're looking at in RS2, kind of how they can demonstrate to be an integrated and informed thinker, is apply systems thinking to understand the interactions of related parts in each other and their influence on outcomes. Again, very heavy language. But what that basically means is, instead, can you unpack and find causality? Can you find reasons? Can you find how things work, why things work, and possibly predict with a slight change how things could work? Deconstructing and reconstructing. At an elementary level, that's all mathematics. That's going to be a whole lot of both reading interpretations and writing interpretations. So it has a real scope over the grade spans. We are defining proficiency in our district here as independently applying all expectations. And proficiency is 3 criteria: content, complexity, and autonomy. The autonomy is the magic in it. And that means that they're able to do it independently. So all those things about being skilled at using complex reasoning processes to make meaning, to be proficient in this at their grade level, within the content that they're working on, within the contexts that they're working on, they should be able to be doing these things independently without teacher help. That's what we expect in order to be proficient. So that's where it gets a little murky. You're doing these integrated and informed thinkers, you are using complex reasoning processes to make meaning at a meaning level that is first grade, at a meaning level, making meaning at that particular level that is fourth grade, that is 12th grade. So that's where it becomes a bit more interpretive, that's where it becomes a bit more subjective, but at the same point, it becomes more flexible. So we have one scale that can really bridge the gap of all grade levels. So what we're going to be talking about in Ed Chat Maine on Monday, May the 2nd, is just this very thing about being an integrated and informed thinker. So take some time over the weekend. Think about this. Think about what you do in your classrooms and your schools to help encourage integrated thought, informed thought, that we're not just making decisions off the fly, that we make decisions based on evidence, based on fact, based on, dare I say, data. So that's where we're going. That's the next step for EdChat Maine. Continue listening to our podcast through here, through iTunes. Thank you so very much for subscribing. Again, check out our website at chatme.weebly.com and follow along on Twitter at the hashtag EdChatME. I'm Matt Drewett-Card. Thanks for listening so much. Thanks for subscribing, and we'll see you on the interwebs.